You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. The Goldbergs. I know that most of you have been following the Goldbergs and know all about Rosie and Walter Jerome and Mikey Bloom, but we'd like to review our story briefly for the benefit of our new listeners who are joining us for the first time today. So I hope the rest of you won't mind if we take time to extend them a hearty welcome and tell them what's been going on in the Goldberg family recently. Rosie Goldberg, the young daughter of the family, has been going through the throes of first love. Ordinarily, this would be another fascinating milestone to her mother and father, Molly and Jake, and to her brother, Sammy. But unfortunately, Walter Jerome, the object of her infatuation, has involved her in a complicated family situation which nearly turned into a tragedy for all concerned. Walter is the rather weak and dependent son of a wealthy, self-made, and very domineering woman. Mrs. Jerome had another girl all picked out for Walter to marry, and she had no intention of having her plans changed. Walter couldn't seem to make up his mind, either to cut himself completely off from his mother or to give up Rosie. While he vacillated back and forth, Rosie looked on, tearful and helpless. Finally, Walter's father, heretofore completely dominated by his wife, took a stand for the sake of his son and told Mrs. Jerome that Walter must be made to stand on his own feet. Walter, inspired by his father, told Rosie that he loved her and that someday, when he was no longer dependent on his family, he would like to marry her. Meanwhile, he was determined to make a place for himself in the world. Now the Jeromes have left Glastonbury. Walter has enlisted in the army, and there is no immediate need for Rosie to make up her mind whether or not she will marry him. Meanwhile, Mikey, who has also told Rosie that he loves her, is still visiting the Goldbergs. But no matter what happens now, Molly is happy. Happy that no immediate decisions have to be made. Listen.
Lay down, sporty, lay down. Buddy jumping for joy, huh? Buddy is jumping. I would also jump for joy if I could jump. Go away. Go away now. Go away. Let me finish my cooking. Go.
Who am I to speak to, Molly?
To sporty.
There's nobody else to speak to.
Oh, sometimes, Jake, when you're too happy or you're too sad, nobody can understand you but you yourself.
And sporty, huh?
Sporty.
I can't understand why you're happy, huh?
Jake, darling, I'm so happy. I'm so joyous, dear darling. What's my soup? Wait, dear. I'll throw an eye into my soup. Children, family, Rosie, Mikey, everybody, get prepared for supper. Supper's standing nearly. Come, dear, everybody, dears. Oh, Jake, darling, everything feels like home again. Even the kitchen curtains are smiling on me.
If I see Rosalie smiling as of yore again, I'll be happy, too.
She'll smile, darling, she'll smile. Jake, darling, you'll taste my soup. Yes, dear, I want to see if there's too much salt, too much pepper, more or less, if it's enough. Yes, dear?
Wait,
it's hot, wait, I'll blow. Wait, taste. No.
Perfect.
A little salt, I think, no. Huh? One more shake.
Let me one shake.
I think so. Let me see. I think pepper just a sprinkle. I think. No, wait, just a little bit. I think so. All right. Be good already. Everybody will shake themselves if they want more or less. So, come with it. Children? Well? No? Supper can't linger longer. Come down, everybody. You're ready, Jake, dear, to sit on the table.
What do I have to get ready? My appetite, that's all? No.
How long, Goretti, didn't we heard a laugh in the house, huh?
The next time a young man steps a foot over our threshold, Molly, don't start encouraging our romance.
I encourage?
So then, I encourage. Who asked Walter to stay and have supper?
If I was a little hospital, does that mean that I
all
was...
All right. It's over. Nothing too serious resulted.
But why should you say, Jake, that...
It was my fault.
If you think it was my fault, don't say it was your fault. But just because...
All right. I didn't say...
But you did say...
Then I didn't mean to say.
But if you said, then you said it, then you did meant to say it. Why should you say now that you didn't meant to say it?
Ready.
You ready, darling? Call. Right, so call Rosalie. Where's Mikey?
He's on the porch.
On the porch? I think Rosalie went up to comb her hair. Rosalie, dear, you straightening yourself out?
I'll be right there.
All right, dear, don't hurry yourself. Don't hurry yourself, darling. Don't rush yourself. Listen, Jake, darling, and Sammy, and all who are present here.
No lectures, Molly, please.
Is it a lecture? I'm going to make one request, just one.
We know, Ma.
What?
Forget everything that happened, don't mention Walter, and don't ask Rosie any questions.
Precisely and exactly.
Just see that you don't ask any questions, that's all.
Listen, if Rosalie gets a letter from Walter... Very well. If she answers his letters, very well. If she don't answer the letters...
Very well.
Yes, very well. So go, darling, put on a tie, dear Jake.
You can't sit at the table with a sports shirt, Molly.
So put on a sports shirt, but quickly, go, darling. My soup is dwindling to nothing. Go, darling, please.
Very well.
Very well.
I said avoid it, Eddie. I said very well. Sammy, dear, did Rosalie said something or anything to you?
No.
Not a word?
No.
Wait, that's good? You think it's good, Sammy?
What do you mean?
I mean that she didn't said something or anything.
What can she say, Mom?
What could she say? She could say, she's glad it's over, you think?
Well, I think she's happy to be able to be free.
And then Mikey and she and...
I don't know, but...
Mikey's furlough is almost here, over, no?
Almost.
Well, so we'll see what'll be. We'll see what'll be. Mikey's on the porch, you say?
Yeah, Ma.
I'll call. Mikey, dear. Come to supper, dear. Boy, Sammy, the main thing is there's no talking. No talking, you hear?
Okay.
Not one whisper to Rosalie. She'll forget it. Maybe she'll forget it. I'll put water on the table, huh? All right, Connie. Don't drop on me. Money. Gracious.
Step on me like that.
Don't drop
on
me.
Mikey?
Sit down the table, Mikey, darling.
Okay,
sit down the table.
Where's everybody, Sammy?
They're coming down.
How's Rosie feel?
I don't know.
Yeah, I wish I was sure about the way she felt.
Maybe you want a written guarantee about the state of her heart?
Oh, you know what I mean, Sam.
I don't know what you mean at all. Mikey, you ought to make her realize that it's only false pride that keeps her from admitting the truth.
Don't you think we ought to give her a chance to forget Walter?
Of course not. Right now, in Rosie's mind, Walter stands revealed for what he was. A lot of good intentions held together by a mother complex and a piece of old string. But as time goes on, that string is going to drop off. And slowly, Walter is going to rise into the romantic clouds. Oh, you won't have a chance a year from now. Because you'll be competing with a romantic dream. And you know as well as I do, Mikey, that no one's ever going to bother to make a hero out of you. If I were you, I'd advise you to start talking right away.
You seem to know what to say much better than I do.
Well, of course I do. I'm not confused by love. I'm a reasonable man.
I bow to your superior reason.
Why, if it hadn't been for Walter, you wouldn't have dared to tell Rosie you liked her.
Liked her?
Loved her.
Ah, loved her.
Well, let's not quibble, Mikey. If it hadn't been for Walter, you wouldn't have opened your mouth.
Yeah, well, a lot of good it did me.
Well, you got to continue with the attack.
You mean you're going to conduct my courtship?
I've had more experience, Mikey.
I don't know what it is, Sammy, but the more failures a man has, the more confidence he has that he's learned his lesson. You should be more humble.
Ah, that isn't a fair argument. I want you for a brother-in-law, and if you won't fight for the privilege, I will.
Gee, Sammy, you're okay.
Maybe you don't appreciate me, but I appreciate you.
Yeah, but what about Rosie?
She's only my sister. We can't let her interfere with our plans.
I'm ready.
You're ready, dear darling? Yeah? Sit on the table, darling. Rosie, your papa's ready to sit on the table. Ready, dear?
Rosie.
Rosie!
Come, darling. Come. We'll all sit on the table.
Jay, darling, please, before we sit down, please, darling, not one word. Not one word about Walter this or that or what or if she'll write or she wouldn't write. Yes, darling, please.
Come down, Mom.
Rosie?
Yes,
come. Come here, come. We'll sit and we'll eat. And Mama's got a beautiful, wonderful, lovely supper. Come here. Sit on your place, Rosalie, darling. Come here, Mike. JB, you got your napkin?
Yeah, thank you.
Take your napkin, darling. Sit on the whole chair. Why do you always sit on the half a chair?
Come.
Everybody start with the liver. Everybody start on the liver first.
Red, please.
Has the bread.
Yeah, Pa.
Mikey, you write Mom and tell her how everything turned out?
Eat, Jay.
What did I say?
Eating time is not talking time. Eat, dear.
Some bread, Rosie.
Water, please.
Spill, Papa.
Don't spill, Papa.
Jake.
May I say a word with your permission, Molly?
Jake, we're eating.
Between morsels, can I say a few words? Can I say I'm thankful?
Rosalie, dear.
Can I say I'm grateful?
I'm going to spill the soup.
If we can't speak freely about Walter in front of Rosie, then the truth is we have nothing to be thankful for. That's all I say.
Jake.
Yes, Pa, Jake. Every known psychologist and every known psychology will tell you to speak out in the open. Let Rosie be the one to tell me if I'm wrong. Bye.
Papa, darling, please. Rosalie.
Rosie, where are you going?
Jake, see, I asked you. I begged you.
What did they say?
Mikey, go on out to her.
I have nothing to say to Rosie. Except ask her to wait for me. If that's all right with you, Mr. Goldberg.
With me, it's all right. But I'm only Rosie's father. Rosie's mother?
If I was Rosie's father, I would know how Rosalie's mother feels.
It's not how Rosie's father feels, how Rosie's mother feels, or even how Rosie's brother feels. If you want to know how Rosie feels, Mikey, go and ask her. Go on.
I'm going. But Mikey's intentions and Rosie's confusion after all her trouble with Walter are both due for a shock as the great rhythm of outside events catches up with them. And now comes the moment I've been waiting for.
What?
Well, you know, our program reaches lots of new listeners for the first time today.
Yes.
That means I get my first chance to tell them about new Durst, chance to tell them about new Duzz.
Oh, then hurry up, because Duzz is something every lady should hear about now during wartime.
Yes, friends, you know, Duzz is Procter & Gamble's amazing new soap discovery, and it does all three kinds of wartime wash. Work shirts, towels, rayons, everything. Why, take those extra work shirts you have now that your men are doing wartime jobs. Duzz will get them clean in a way no other soap can beat. And remember, your towels and linens get dirtier now with more wartime workers in the family. But that doesn't stop Duzz. You've never seen more sparkling whitewashes than Duzz gives you. And your pretty rayon slips and nicer colored washables. You know, wartime dyes are changing, so you need the extra safety Duzz gives those wartime colors. It's far safer than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. So change to Duzz, D-U-Z, today. In your war tea today. In your wartime wash, Duzz does everything. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Tomorrow, Mikey gets his orders, and the Goldbergs get theirs, too. This is Clayton Collier, wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Duzz, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.